The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Lower limb resistance training leads to upper limb strength gains. 10 weeks of lower limb fast velocity concentric resistance training, or FVCRT, led to muscle strength gains in both the upper and lower limbs of people with multiple sclerosis, according to a recent study. This form of resistance training, which requires muscles to be maximally contracted as quickly as possible when using conventional weight machines, also increased walking speed and endurance, and was associated with feeling less overwhelming pain and fatigue. The study's researchers suggested the beneficial effects could be related to greater neural adaptations than with other types of resistance training, but future studies are needed to confirm these nerve cell changes. The study, Effects of Fast Velocity Concentric Resistance Training in People with Multiple Sclerosis, a Randomized Controlled Trial, was published in Acta Neurologica, Scandinavia. Muscle weakness is a common and debilitating symptom of MS that can lead to poor balance and a reduced capacity for walking independently, posing significant challenges in day-to-day life. Resistance training of the lower limbs can increase muscle strength in MS patients and improve walking speed and endurance. It often involves sets of repeated exercises using weights or a person's own body to create resistance. FVCRT is a type of resistance training that involves rapidly contracting or clenching muscles at the end of each repetition. It's thought this type of training, along with directly strengthening muscles, better engages the nerve cells that communicate with muscles to facilitate movements, causing them to be more active and promote greater gains in strength. This form of exercise has not been tested with MS patients, however, leading researchers in Spain to conduct a randomized clinical trial that evaluated the potential benefits of a 10-week FVCRT program in 30 MS patients. Participants, 15 men and 15 women, were able to walk, and almost 90% had the relapsing remitting form of MS. They were randomly assigned to either an exercise training group or a control group that did not receive any intervention. FVRCT training sessions were carried out 3 times a week. After a warm-up period, patients performed a range of lower body resistance exercises using a weight machine. They were instructed to maximally contract the muscle used in the exercise quickly after the end of the movement. The weight used in each set of exercises was determined individually for each patient based on their capacity. All participants assigned to FVRCT completed the intervention with no reported side effects. Results showed participants in the FVCRT group experienced significant improvements in lower limb strength after training, based on maximum isometric voluntary contraction, or MVIC, scores, a standard method for measuring muscle strength in people with neuromuscular diseases. Muscle strength increased by 31.7% in the right leg and 26.7% in the left leg, compared with before training. These gains were 69% greater than those observed in the control group. Upper limb strength gain, lower pain levels. Importantly, while patients performed no exercises targeting the upper limbs, they had significantly increased hand grip strength after the program, with improvements also being significantly greater in the controls. These improvements might be related to changes in brain signaling and nerve cell communication that have a broader influence on muscle function, rather than effects solely on the muscles, the team hypothesized. Even though we only trained the lower limb muscles, it appears that the neural adaptations achieved during the 10-week of FVCRT improve strength in the untrained upper limb as well, the researchers wrote. The improvement in strength in the untrained limbs may be a promising alternative for people with MS who present with high levels of lower limb disability, as they could perform upper limb FVCRT and could increase lower limb muscle strength through neural adaptation. Gait speed and endurance were also significantly increased after FVCRT, as were some self-reported outcome measures. In particular, FVCRT led to lower levels of fatigue and catastrophic pain symptoms, while those in the control group didn't see any changes. FVCRT is an effective tool in improving strength, gait, perception of fatigue, and catastrophizing pain, the researchers wrote, adding that future lines of research should compare the effects of traditional resistance training versus FVCRT on structural and neural adaptations in people with MS. This news article was written by Lindsay Shapiro, PhD, on September 21, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on September 16, 2022. An interpretation of my MS dreams. What Freud might say. I studied psychology in college, but haven't thought much about Sigmund Freud since then. I did the other night, though. I had a couple of puzzling dreams. Thinking about them after I woke up, and putting a little of that college psychology to work, the puzzle became less puzzling. I think the dreams were directly related to my multiple sclerosis experiences. Take a look at these two dreams, and before reading further, analyze them. See what you think of them. Then I'll tell you what I think. Dream number one. Workers are ripping apart my backyard. A backhoe is digging a trench. Stop, I yell. But they wouldn't. They just kept digging that trench deeper and longer. Dream number two. A tornado is heading for someone's house. There are people inside. I don't think I know them, but I run inside and help them get into the basement and hide from the storm. The house is damaged, but the people are unhurt. Earlier dreams. I've had MS-related dreams before. Last month I had a dream that seemed to be directly connected to disclosing my MS, but most of my dreams disregard it. In those dreams, there's not even a hint of a handicap. Applying Freud's dream theory. Freud believed that dreams have meanings, but these meanings can only be discovered through associations made by the dreamer. Patients relax and say whatever comes to mind in relation to the elements of the dream. Freud called it free association and believed the associations we make reveals desires that we've kept to ourselves, repressed since we were infants. People who know me should find it pretty easy to see how my two latest dreams relate to my MS and me. I doubt they relate to early childhood desires, but they do seem to relate to desires that are current. Even if I'm a stranger to you, analyzing dream number one should be pretty easy. The workers were my MS, digging holes in my brain and stripping away parts of my body, my backyard. I couldn't stop the damage no matter how hard I tried. Dream number two was me trying to help some people I don't know and trying to prevent them from being harmed. I like to think I do that when I write this column and when I wrote my small book, The Multiple Sclerosis Toolbox. It might not be exactly as Freud would interpret these dreams, but I think my Psych 101 professor would have graded it an A. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums. A trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.